This is the time when the cast sings the Regina Caeli. It's the opera Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni. And it's probably safe to say that conductor Norbert Betti knew the well-known Easter hymn from Cavalleria. He was a devotee of opera and did so much in the course of his life here in northeastern Pennsylvania to further the love and the singing of opera. But he loved choral music in all its many dimensions. And in recent years, the Catholic Choral Society has paid tribute to their founding director, Norbert Betti, and his love of all kinds of choral music. They continue to sing opera selections and music from Broadway and sacred music, all loved so much by their founder. The spring concerts of the Catholic Choral Society will feature a range of wonderful selections, and we had a visit from co-presidents Brenda Grunza and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse, and music director and conductor Ann Manganiello. They were here to talk with us about the range of music we'll hear on concerts that are coming up Friday, May 19th at St. Peter's Cathedral in Scranton, and again Sunday, May 21st at St. Ignatius Loyola Church in Kingston. And Norbert Betti and his love of music were on their minds. We asked Dr. Rittenhouse about that.
He really dwelled on opera and tried to get as much as he could into our programs without dominating. He wanted a well-rounded choral presentation. And if he could get across a popular operatic work to show people that it's not just for highfalutin people who insist on this. And Norbert would be very careful what he chose so that it would have a popular aspect to it. He was well-versed enough that he could go into Broadway, he could go into popular choral, and still make sure that operatic work had its place.
What drew you to join the first time?
I was at the University of Scranton at the time, and I was part of the chorus there, and Norbert directed. And after a while, I left Scranton to go to Temple in Philadelphia, and he said, you know, when you come back, I'm sure we'll have some place so that the two of us can work together again, and it happened to be the Catholic Choral Club.
So you did your medical training in Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, yes. And when I came home, Norbert had this group going, and the Greyhound bus system was on Adams Avenue across from the courthouse, and they rented the upstairs of the terminal to have their rehearsals. And that, after a while, just didn't work out, so they moved to an area in the 300 block of Wyoming Avenue in Scranton, and after a while that didn't work out either. So luckily, the University of Scranton said, we'll always have a place for you. You know, they liked choral music, they liked to contribute to classical works in Scranton. And then through the years, they got overcrowded, and luckily we have a college called Marywood, and they came through, and we've been there ever since.
Brenda, what drew you to this particular group? Why did you say this seems like a good fit?
I sang at my wedding to my husband unexpectedly to others, and one of the nurses that I worked with at the time was in the group and then kept encouraging me to join. And I had a young son at the time, and she kept telling me that self-care was necessary, and I went to the group and I never left. So that's probably over 20 years now. Actually, my son sings with our group now, which is really nice to have two generations.
And one of the things that's so important to the mission of the group is this passing on of the tradition and keeping the music alive, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely a mission of ours to foster music from very young ages up to adulthood like ourselves. But it's very nice to do various concerts throughout the year with elementary, middle school, high school, college, and then ourselves, to let people know that you can sing forever. The voice is an instrument that's beautiful. It's a gift from God that is ours forever. And it's good to remind them that they can sing at any age and get a lot of pleasure and enjoyment out of it, especially at times of stress and, you know, various things going on in life and in the world. It's definitely something that is comfort to most of us.
And I think you laid it out very well for us, Dr. Rittenhouse, the fact that right from the start, there was an emphasis by the founding director to have a wide range of music.
Yes.
And that's what you, I know, enjoy so much about it, right?
That's true, yeah. It's nice to be able to have a wide scope to present to people. Okay, if you don't like this, you're going to like that. And we've continued in that vein, and it's been very successful for us.
And now it's spring, so these are concerts that are reflective of that impulse, right?
Yes, the energy, the uplifting, the spiritedness of the season, definitely. We're going to begin on our Friday concert with the very upbeat processional, Praise, Praise, Praise the Lord. It's a Cameroon processional as we're leading into our places. And then after that, we're going to begin really with The Heavens Declare the Glory of God, a traditionally classical style piece by Benedetto Marcello. And then after that, we're going to sing The Old Church. It's a very lovely piece by Stephen Paulus, which speaks of our old churches. And even though they are so old, we still gather on our Sabbath, on our Sunday, a hush, a prayer, and our voices still fill the Master's house with the triumphant sound of all of our music, as reflected in the words. It's a very moving piece, The Old Church. And then we're going to sing a piece by Eugene Butler, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes, a little bit more of a contemporary style with beautiful seventh chords, very lovely harmonies based on Psalm 121. After that, then we're going to sing a spiritual, Poor Man Lazarus, that was arranged by Jester Hairston. Just so interesting that three of our chorus members, including myself, were at Marywood at the time when Jester Hairston was a guest conductor for us. I think that's where we began, or for me, myself. Anyway, I began to just love the spiritual sound, just to have him with us. That was just so wonderful for us. And we will close our first half of the program with Psalm 150, based on Psalm 150, done in Latin, but done in a very contemporary style, and very quickly, allegro con brio. We'll do it our best to get it con brio. We have some wonderful instrumentalists with us this year, too. We're going to have some cello and a percussionist, and it will add so much to our performance, both Friday and at the Sunday performance. We'll also have a violin as well. And then for our first group on Friday evening, we're going to have a barbershop chorus for the first time. And the barbershop chorus, they are called the Endless Mountains Barbershop Chorus, mostly from Wyoming County. And the director of the barbershop chorus, that is Marty Wise, and we are thrilled to have them. In fact, one of their chorus members arranged our combined piece for the close of the concert on Friday evening. We're going to sing America the Beautiful Overlay, where our chorus will begin and then their chorus will sing a special piece, and then we combine the two. Their chorus part overlays America the Beautiful. It will be a wonderful closing to the Friday concert. And after they perform, then we have two spot solos. One of our chorus members, a newer one for this year, Mary Scheller, will be singing I Feel Pretty from West Side Story. And Jack Berneski will be singing Luck Be a Lady from Guys and Dolls. And then he'll be backed up by our own men, our own crapshooters from the chorus, singing along with him. And then we begin our second half of the program, more of the pop style, as we sing It's a Grand Night for Singing. It's a great way to begin, because it is certainly going to be a grand night for all the singing that will be taking place. And then we will sing a folk song, the very lovely The Water is Wide. And then we will follow that by a nice upbeat jazz arrangement of Singing in the Rain with a couple snaps here and there trickling in, and that sounds so nice. We're enjoying that. And then we're going to do a little bit of Broadway this year. So many of the classic tunes from Broadway, a medley of several songs. And we have a couple solos and we have a duet, even featuring Brenda and her son Dylan. And at our Sunday performance, we are going to have the Good Shepherd Academy Senior Choir join us. And that is the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade from Good Shepherd Academy. And they are under the direction of Mr. Tom Hanlon, who is also the accompanist for their group. They will begin with Sing with Jubilation by Jerry Estes. Then they're going to sing a little bit of African, Hakuna Matata from The Lion King. And then they're going to sing a song of redemption. Still, we are in the Easter season, and this speaks about I Know That My Redeemer Lives, and it's perfect for the Easter season. And then they are also going to do a Eugene Butler piece, as we are doing Eugene Butler. Their piece is Hitch Your Dream to the Morning Star. And then they are going to sing the ever-popular and ever-loved by Toto. And then we will combine with the Good Shepherd Academy chorus, singing that Praise, Praise, Praise the Lord as our combined piece on the Sunday concert. And we sing it in English, and then we sing it in French. And of course, our marvelous accompanist for both Friday and Sunday for our chorus is Jean Shields. She will be there with us all the way.
Brenda, what strikes your fancy this time?
The Psalm 150 is definitely very challenging to a lot of us, but it is very inspiring and moving to us. The upbeat and keeping up with the beat, and it's just a very fun piece. So we are all enjoying learning that and definitely enjoying the challenge. So it will be nice to have it put all together and then to actually perform it and be successful. That will be a great feeling. But I am also a big fan of the Broadway. There's a lot of pieces I like. That's one of the greatest compliments that I always have about our wonderful director, Anne Manganiello, here, because she just has a beautiful way of laying a lovely map of music for every performance that we have, and it really moves our hearts and our souls, and we're so lucky to have her.
What is it like to sing with Dylan in a duet?
Oh, no. It's going to be a lot of fun. He actually used to have the lead in the plays, and we're going to do a little bit out of the Broadway piece, so it actually should be a lot of fun. I hope I'm up for the challenge, and I do as well as he probably will do.
Dr. Rittenhouse, what are you looking particularly forward to this time?
I like The Water is Wide. That's a very moving piece, I think, and I'm very happy that Anne has inserted that into the program that evening. As we mentioned before, the old church. Just do that and find this church in Hartford where it is truly nice just to be there and then be able to put on a performance. Made it a spectacular afternoon.
I think everyone has a place in their heart where they're thinking of maybe their own churches as well. You know, how much our churches mean to us. It doesn't matter how old, whether we are at the cathedral on Sunday when we were at St. Ignatius or whether we are in Hartford.
You mentioned these churches. Tell us where we can find you.
Our performances will be Friday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Peter's Cathedral, 315 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. And then on Sunday evening, May 21st, we will be featured at St. Ignatius Loyola Church at 339 North Maple Street in Kingston. And that will begin at 7 o'clock. We usually start our Sunday program a little earlier to help the children who need to get back into school the next day. So we always try to be respectful of that.
And we always ask you, Brenda, the particulars about where we can find out more.
Yes, you can like us on Facebook and follow us at CCS of Scranton, which is the initials for Catholic Choral Society. So CCS of Scranton. And you could find us on the web at CatholicChoralSociety.org. We are very excited this year, too, to be performing with the Barbershop Chorus. This is the first time in our history that we have done something of this magnitude, and we are very excited to have them come in and do some selections themselves, but then to be involved in a combined piece and to see that they've had an interest to actually have one of their members compose a piece that we would be able to perform is just very, very uplifting and very moving. So we're certainly looking forward to the performance with them. And when we sing with Tom Hanlon's Good Shepherd Academy, he's just always a pleasure to work with, and we certainly look forward to the children as well. So it's going to be an exciting spring concert weekend.
Co-presidents Brenda Grunza and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse, and music director and conductor Anne Manganiello of the Catholic Choral Society of Northeast Pennsylvania. And they were here to talk about their spring concerts, presented on Friday evening, May 19th at 7:30 at St. Peter's Cathedral, 315 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. They will be joined by the Endless Mountains Barbershop Chorus, directed by Marty Wise. Then again Sunday, May 21st at St. Ignatius Loyola Church in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre, they will welcome as their guests the Good Shepherd Academy Senior Choir, directed by Thomas J. Hanlon. For more information on the web, CatholicChoralSociety.org, CatholicChoralSociety.org.